One, wait, before we do this, I have a favor to ask.
I'm ready.
I know we joke about this all the time, but in all seriousness, can we please try to actually make sure our claps line up? Because what I'm also learning is that when our claps don't line up, and then I line them up in editing, our audio is not lined up. Like last week, you said, I clapped at two just to fuck with you.
Yeah, last week was please the only time I've ever done that. Because you weren't getting the point that our claps are lined up.
Yep. Okay. One, two, three. Four years in, I want to go on the record as saying that John is still the one that somehow has issues every single week. And I don't, but I do have this.
Do you want me to explain my issues? I can do it for you.
No, you've got left earbud now instead of right earbud. There you go.
My issue is you. You're the issue.
I'm not the issue.
Jesus Christ.
He's not the issue
either. Are you just drinking out of the SodaStream container now? You don't even like pour it in a glass anymore. You just have resorted to you make it in the bottle and you just drink right out of it.
It's just water. Why dirty a glass?
I don't know. It feels weird. Do you clean that after every time?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I clean it after every two times.
So you let your spit mouth like go on the SodaStream machine?
No. No, I cleaned the lid. I'm saying I soap wash the whole thing every two times. I will drink this in one night. Like, this doesn't last.
I don't want to have water at your house. If I come over for water, I don't want any. Make a note of that. Put that in my reminders.
Okay.
What's up, dude? How are things?
Oh, man.
Hey, buddy.
Things are things. Things are very busy. That's how things are. Things are very busy.
Yeah.
They're very chaotic right now at the moment.
Yep.
However, they're also very rewarding and fulfilling. And I will 1,000,000% enjoy my days off.
I agree with that premise.
Yeah. So to our listeners, welcome back. I've got something kind of cool and fun to share, although it didn't really pan out the way I wanted it to, but it still worked. So a friend of mine from Michigan messaged me the other day and he's like, hey, is this the show you were talking about? A trivia show, which right there says, hey, you listen and you like, you know, you actually like pay attention. So thank you. The part that didn't pan out the way I wanted is that the show that he asked me if this was the show we were talking about was not the show we were talking about. However, it still says that he was listening. So, Brian, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. I did listen to the episodes of the show that you suggested, and they're good. I just like mine better.
What did you listen to?
So he thought, when we were talking about Good Job Brain, his was like, I think it was just called Trivia Pub was the show. Kind of a similar...
Oh, he said that.
Yeah. So he said, hey...
Oh, I thought you were saying that to me. Like, you listened to the podcast I recommended.
No. One of our listeners.
Oh, that would have been cool if you had done that, though, and supported your co-host. No, I got that part, but then I also thought you were being a good human.
John, you listen to 72 podcasts a week. I am not going to listen to what you listen to.
I think it's 73.
And that is actually going to most likely continue on to this week when we continue our BFF series. Best First Favorite, is that right? Best First Favorite?
Best First Favorite, BFF.
BFF. This week, we are going to be talking about books. Actually, the next 2 weeks, this week and next week, we're going to be talking about books.
Yeah, nonfiction and then fiction. We're going to cover both sides of it. Although exactly. I really don't like this idea because I was combing through my thoughts and I have 60 honorable mentions. So we're going to have to not do that.
Okay, so I'm going to lay some ground rules right now. Okay, and I'm just going to ask that you abide by our rules. Here's how
that's not
going to
happen, but keep going.
Well, we don't have enough time for your never-ending list of books. And so I will go first as well, so I can give you time to narrow down your list. We're going to share our best, our first, our favorite, and then for each category, fiction and nonfiction, you can have no more than 2 honorable mentions. So good luck to you, sir.
Give me 3.
2. 2, okay. But I will say that if there is a series, you can count the whole series as 1.
Oh!
But that doesn't mean you list every book. That doesn't mean
but
you
that
list every
changes
book.
Something.
You just say, for example, Twilight series. That's 1. You
no,
don't need
you,
to go
okay, through. 1. You definitely never say Twilight series in correct. Any of these categories.
I was just using it for an example. So
yeah, worst, never, awful. Like yeah, what
well,
is the
because, but,
version
but here's
of
the
that?
Thing. I wanted to pick one for sure that wouldn't be on your list, right?
Yeah,
because I didn't want to spill the beans or anything, right? I didn't want to steal your thunder, so to speak. So
yeah,
I will kick it
off.
Yeah,
that's a lot of metaphors.
Yeah, I know.
We were good at the first one.
Yeah.
Just keep, okay. keep going. That's a fun game to play.
Maybe next episode.
Don't want to rob your bank. Don't want to jump on your horse. Like, we got it in here. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Great. Great, great. Okay, so fiction first. Right.
Not to steal the spotlight, but go ahead.
Here we go. I created a monster. Fiction first. All right, so do you want to just go back and forth, or do you want to go, I go all, you go all? How do you want to do this one?
Yeah, we can go back and forth. That's fine. So what are you starting with, best?
We're going to start with best. Okay, so the best fiction book that I have read, in my opinion, is Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. I think when I reflect back to that book, the storytelling, the character development was incredible. The twist and the ending was unreal. And it was just one of those books that like it made me smile and root for, you know, the protagonist in the story. And even though I had a suspicion of how it would end, I was still surprised with the way it ended. And I've gone back and I've read it twice. I've watched the movie, which is good, not great. The book is definitely better. As it holds true for most cases. But Where the Crawdads Sing is my best fiction book recommendation. What about yours?
I figured that was going to be on your list. I downloaded that book when you listened to it, and I haven't listened to it yet. And there's a few books that are in my Audible library that I'm like saving like a good bottle of wine. Like I know someone said they're great, but I haven't gotten to it. I think the best fiction book that I've read and I want to contextualize this a minute because you and I talked about this a little bit. Like there are books like 1984, things we read in school, Atticus Finch, what am I thinking of? To Kill a Mockingbird that are brilliant. Like I'm not really bringing those in. I'm thinking about like adult reads. I'm going to go with The Martian. Andy Weir and
book.
And the way he wrote that book, right? Because it came out as a series of internet short stories. And I think it is so funny while being really poignant and being really thoughtful. There are more interesting, dramatic books that I've read in my life, but I just love it so much. And I'm going to use one of my first honorable mentions in this moment to say his next book, or maybe it was his third book, but Project Hail Mary, which is a little more recent, it came out last year, is absolutely wonderful. Just like deep and emotional, and I love that book. So I'm going to go The Martian by Andy Weir.
Great, great, great selection. Also, this specific title does, what is it, buck the trend? Is that another metaphor? Is that another weird saying? The movie was fantastic.
You're right.
The
you're
movie
right.
was fantastic.
Matt Damon.
Can't say that very often. Yeah.
That is very inoften.
Potatoes.
That is very inoften, and he plays it perfectly. You're right. Yeah,
he
that's
does.
A great
Absolutely.
Movie, too.
All right, so my first book. I had to think about this because I same with you. I don't want to go back to like the first book I ever read in school. Like that's not what we're doing here. So I try to think back to like what was the first book that I read that really got me into reading, right? That really got me excited. And it was The Da Vinci Code. And I remember getting that book by Dan Brown. I remember reading it. And then I quickly went down a Dan Brown rabbit hole. And it wasn't, you know, obviously, like, this was a time when Angels and Demons and Inferno weren't out yet. but I went to Deception
Point. You were like, Deception Point.
Yeah, I went through his back catalog, right? And I have, and I'm looking over and I have all those books sitting right here. And it's like, I really, really loved his style at the time. And I still do. I wish he would come out with a more recent book. But that book really kicked it off for me. That is what really pushed me to get that Audible subscription and just really get into reading. So what about you?
This was really hard for me. Because I went through a series of books. These are honorable mentions. I'm only naming the titles because of the thought process I went down. So I was thinking, like, you know, Ready Player One was like a really important book in like getting me back into reading. And I really loved it. And I really loved Ender's Game. And I thought the Skyward series, which is like a more modern version of Ender's Game, was really good. But I think, you know, I've been a... My sister, Courtney, is an avid reader. I mean, like, two books a week. She is a crazy pants, phenomenal reader. That is not me.
Our number one fan,
Courtney? Number one fan. Number one reader, number one fan. But my reading, I think her and I both really liked reading when we were younger. And I think my first book recommendation is an oldie, but it's Jurassic Park, Michael Crichton. I think that book is brilliant. It is very different from the movie. There is no, what's his name? Wayne, he's from Seinfeld. He was Newman. Struggle with the can, you know.
The toilet guy.
Yeah. No, not the toilet guy. The toilet guy is the lawyer.
That's right. I got it mixed up.
It's wonderful. And, I read a lot of John Grisham at that time and a lot of, like, Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six, like those ones. I think Jurassic Park is, if you want a good first book to get into fiction, that's a great way to start.
Believe it or not, I have never read that book. I have seen all the movies.
You should do it.
But I've never read that book. Yeah,
that's a great, go back and read. Lost World, not as good, obviously. Better than the movie, but not as good. But that book is a great go back and read.
All right. So I am going to mix it up slightly. Before I talk about my favorite, I want to talk about my honorable mentions, because these two don't fall into any specific one of these three categories, best, first, favorite. They're just honorable mentions for me.
Sure.
My first honorable mention is Ready Player One by Ernest Cline. I remember reading that book, and I think that was one of the first science fiction books that I really read and like was just absorbed into. I absolutely fell in love with the story, with the characters. And I think for those of you who have seen the movie, which is also good, it is a very well done movie. It is not as good as the book.
Very mediocre.
It is not as good as the book, but there's a big gap and there's a big difference. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of this goes to IP. Content rights and copyright, you know, all this stuff, right? But when I read the book, what really drew me in outside of the storyline was the nostalgia, right? When he goes and beats Pac-Man, like, you're like, shit, like, I used to do that. Like, I could see myself through the playing Joust, you know, to win it all, and like all these classic games. And it's like, that's what really brought it back and hit home for me with that book. It is still one of my favorite books. It is not my favorite. And I'm very subjective right now with my favorite because it's more of a recent book that I read. But Ready Player One is one. The other one, for honorable mention, you will appreciate this, John. I'm willing to bet that most of our audience doesn't know much about it, and I'd love for you to expand on it. But it's The Kingkiller Chronicle by Patrick Rothfuss. So there are two books so far with like three other... kind of
two novellas, story two novellas.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, again, great character development, great story. These are 20 to 30 hour listens. They're not short books each. But I just, you know, you introduced me to it and, I love it. I love that series. So those are my honorable mentions. I want to turn it over to you for yours before we dive into our favorites.
I'm only going to give one, and it's a series. It's The Dresden Files. It's a little problematic at first. I think it's a very long series. I just finished it, what is done of it, which is like 16 books. And it took me really the better half of the last year to get through it. But it's you know, in the fantasy world, and it's about a wizard in Chicago that investigates supernatural things. And then the story, like, goes from a pretty narrow kind of private eye type of story to, like, an incredibly well-built world that references itself back lots of times. One of our good friends, Greg, encouraged me to read it, and I'm really glad I did. I think it's a great honorable mention. I guess it's 16 honorable mentions, but it's one series, and you said those were the rules, so I'm good with that.
You can have multiple series.
No, I'm good.
If you want another honorable mention.
I don't. Okay. I don't. Right. I'm good. I feel...
Let it be known that I gave you the option.
I feel really good with where we are right now.
All right. So let's talk about our favorite. Now, as I alluded to earlier, my favorite book right now, and it's going to be two books because they are a series.
Sure.
I'm a little biased because I just recently finished reading them. And so they're partially top of mind. But I loved, again, story is amazing. They are in the fantasy world. So it's Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. So book one and book two by Rebecca Yarros. Just fantastic. I mean, like, I have read, and admittedly, I have started reading a lot of fantasy series. And, like, what I found is that not all of them, for my style, for my taste, do a good job of keeping me engaged enough to finish and want to go through all the other books. This one is an exception to that rule. Fourth Wing, it is currently on the New York Times bestseller. It's been on there for a long time, rightfully so. Great, great book. Iron Flame is the second book in that series, in that trilogy. I think it's three. There might be four. Eagerly waiting for Rebecca to release the third book. Just I mean, I can't say enough good things about it. If you like anything to do in the fantasy world, has to do with dragons and you know, abilities and just great storytelling and keep you on the edge of your seat, I recommend this series. I just amazing.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, I've not read those, so I'm glad you like those. That's really great. My favorite has already been mentioned today. And it is my favorite book of all time. It is The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. As you said, there are two books in the series currently, The Name of the Wind and A Wise Man's Fear. The two novellas, The Slow Regard of Silent Things, which came out, I want to say like 4 years ago, and then The Narrow Road Between Desires, which came out last year, are also quite brilliant. You know, and here's what I'd say to anyone that's thinking about reading this. This is a very slow, nothing really happens, fantasy world-building story. But Patrick Rothfuss, the reason to read this is his prose. He has a way with words that I find truly captivating. In the book's opening, he describes a silence of three parts, and he goes down this road of... these three types of silences, and he gets to the very end and he said, but the third silence is the patient cut flower sound of a man waiting to die. And that metaphor of a cut flower waiting to die, I find it so brilliant. The entire book is written like that. It's like reading poetry in fantasy. I know a lot of people won't read it because they hate like not having a third book ready. You know, it's like why people won't read Game of Thrones. They're wrong. Game of Thrones is brilliant. Everyone should read it. It is just wonderful, and I love Rothfuss. So, The Name of the Wind. I own six copies of that book, which somehow should tell you something. I have many first edition copies and first edition signed copies, and I just absolutely adore it.
Skinny fries.